You're listening to SBS News. Malcolm Turnbull arrived in Tennant Creek for a visit that lasted just under 24 hours. He met local community groups, police and residents to try to find ways of dealing with the town's high levels of crime and domestic violence. Mr Turnbull says a regional deal like those in Geelong, Launceston and Townsville would improve coordination between local, state and federal authorities and Indigenous groups to try to find answers to critical questions.
What is the plan for economic and social development? What is the plan to ensure that kids are safe? What is the plan to ensure that kids are coming to school fed and, you know, they're not exhausted from being up all night? What is the plan to ensure that there is a hostel in Tennant Creek so that kids can be kept safe while there is trouble at home? How do we give all of the agencies the ability to work together and collaborate, and to do so with the support and the cultural authority of the people whose land we are standing on today?
Since the rape of a toddler in February, the Northern Territory government has removed 15 children from their families in the town, sparking fears of a child protection crisis. Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says he's committed to protecting the town's children.
It's important that we do everything we can to make sure those kids growing up here get a good education and have jobs available for them at the end of that. And so that plan will be a social and an economic one. Tennant Creek is a wonderful community. It's a strong community. It's gone through some tough times lately. People in Tennant Creek feel for the family that's involved. They are hurting, but they want people out there, other Australians out there, to know that this is a wonderful place to grow up in, a wonderful, great place to live in. And they want to know that their governments, local government, territory government, Australian government, believe in them, believe in Tennant Creek, believe in the people of Tennant Creek and the Barkly region. We are here for them, and we will make sure their kids have a bright future.
Mr Gunner says the mistakes of the past, where key agencies were found not to be communicating properly about young people at risk, must never be repeated.
I'm never going to accept again as Chief Minister that information sharing is a reason why a child wasn't in a safe place. That has to stop. And we've rearranged government around that. I'm now the Minister for Children, and I'm leading that from a cabinet level down, trying to create a new culture from at our end about how we make these decisions. But it has to all be about the child and the child being in a safe place.
Malcolm Turnbull says he's found the community's resilience inspiring.
I have not been shocked. I've been inspired. I've been inspired by the resilience of the community. I've been inspired by the cultural authority group and their passion to ensure that their mob and other people that come to live in Tennant Creek are going to live here with respect. I felt a quiet determination from that room, which was inspiring.
The Northern Territory government says it's trying to address a housing shortage by building 3 houses so far this year, with another 9 due by the end of the year. And Federal Social Services Minister Dan Tehan says he'll consider introducing a trial of a cashless welfare card. The card works like a debit card and would be mandatory for welfare recipients. It quarantines 80% of recipients' welfare payments to the card, and those funds can go towards food and other essentials, not alcohol nor gambling. Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.